This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people.
Hi, and welcome back. Today, I am joined by one of our very own Clever Bunch members, Alvin. And we are going to discuss and share with you our favorite six-step copywriting formula that is going to help you write copy text for your marketing campaigns that is engaging, attractive, and also captures your audience's attention. So let's jump straight in. Hi, Alvin. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here because Kevin, who is one of our Clever Bunch facilitators and also one of our consultants for our members, he told me all about your successes and he said, oh my God, you should see how far Alvin has come and all the amazing things you're doing with your dancing school. And so we thought, hey, you are like such an inspiration for a lot of our listeners. It would be amazing to share your story and also to share some of your hottest strategies, something you told me earlier, something that you have been using ever since being one of our members in the Clever Bunch. So let's maybe start first a little bit with your story. What can you explain a little bit about your business and also how you got into running a dance school?
Yeah, so I run a dance school in Canberra called Project Beats Dance Studio. So I was a hip hop dancer like a decade ago, and always wanted to have my own dance studio, but just never really took the leap. And before I did that, I was actually working for the government as a public servant, just working like admin and doing project management work. And then 2 years ago, I decided to take the leap and just brought out a place in the city and then refurbished it into a dance studio. But unfortunately, because I am new to business, I knew nothing about marketing. That's when I, talked to Kevin because at that time he was my coach and he recommended me Basic Bananas. And then from there, I just enrolled and did the course. I graduated through the course. I finished it now. And ever since then, I've just been following the steps. Now there's this one strategy that I absolutely love and I've been sticking to it, pretty much like with everything. I've trained my team. With it, and all our marketing, we follow these steps, and it's the six steps to writing marketing material. Now, this has been wonders for me. I was able to help my social media manager because she was a little bit confused in terms of how to do our social media post, and in, same with our newsletters, our posters, our emails, even our website. It all follows the six step marketing material that Basic Banana provided us, and ever since then, it's just been wonders.
It's amazing, and especially it's amazing to see your progress in 2 years from setting up your business to now. What do you think were some of your biggest challenges in not only setting up a business but building it into a successful dance studio? Because also there's a lot of competition in your space.
Yeah, absolutely. There's like over 200 dance studios in Canberra.
I know Canberra has so many dance studios. It's pretty. There must be a lot of dancing people in Canberra. Yeah. It's just everyone dancing up and down the streets in Canberra.
Well. Yeah, Canberra does have like a lot of dancers and a lot of dance studios, but we are the only hip hop dance studio in Canberra. And the things that was the hardest for me and the business was not having a clear kind of guide in terms of letting people know where we are and what we do, and not coming from a business background. Like a lot of the times when we write our material, it can get very messy and very confusing because our branding of how we write stuff would be all different among everyone. And no one really followed any steps. But it wasn't until like we kind of had a meeting about, okay, we should follow these steps. And no matter, what you're writing or what you're posting on social media, it all follows the same steps. And that way, since then, like our Facebook our Facebook page has grew dramatically. Our Instagram page has grew dramatically. Even on our website, our subscribers have grew dramatically as well.
Which is amazing. Yeah, because you're basically collecting leads now through your website every single day.
Yeah, definitely. And Basic Banana definitely helped.
And also, you told me something about your team is competing against the US team.
Yeah, they. So my team, the Varsity Crew Project One, they recently qualified to represent Australia in the World Hip Hop Dance Championships in Arizona, USA. So yeah, very exciting times.
When are you going to that?
That's in August. So in a few months' time.
And you've used the copywriting formula to help with some of the campaigning.
Yes, definitely. The copywriting formula has worked wonders for us. Since using the copywriting formula, we were able to get on the ABC radio. A dozen of articles have been written about us on the social media. We've been interviewed by our local newspaper, City News, Canberra Weekly, and also Win TV has also approached us to do a story as well. And we followed the exact steps of the six steps of the copywriting formula.
Yeah, and we're going to share them in a minute with you, the listeners, because, you know, this is definitely, you know, if you think about it, and Alvin, you probably had that same challenge. When you are a business owner and you're good at your skill, for example, dancing or teaching dance, often you don't really know how to put together a campaign or how to write a campaign or how to do marketing or how to go about social media. And so when you get given a formula that you can just follow, it's obviously a lot easier. And I know a lot of businesses that bang their heads against the wall when it comes to writing copy, especially because it's not something that often comes naturally. Did you feel a little bit like that too when you first started, a little bit like sitting there with the pen in the hand or maybe the computer open and just not knowing where to start?
Absolutely. Like even for my team, when they were helping me writing certain material, like it's hard to kind of check if everything was ticked off, but using the formula, it was great to be able to kind of have a look, like, okay, is step one done? Is step two done? Is step three done? Just by looking at the article that we wrote and the media and the press release as well, and having something to kind of check by definitely helped a lot.
Yeah, and I, you know, the thing also that I love about you and how you run your business, you share your knowledge with your team so that they can actually help you and follow the same structure.
Absolutely. Like, you know, the team, a lot of the times, like, the team is just like me. Like we didn't really know how to write certain things, but sharing this knowledge, like it puts everyone on the same page, and the way we write things all look the same now. So it's also a branding thing as well. So people become familiar of how you look at your brand and your material. So yeah, so the more familiar people with your content, obviously the more trust you get as well with your market.
I love it. Now, should we share the six-step copywriting formula, the magic formula that has saved many people's butts, including my own?
Absolutely.
And just as a little precursor, and you mentioned that too, I use this for most things. So whenever you can use this for whenever you write any copy, it could be for your website, it could be for a campaign, it could be for a brochure, anything that you're doing, you can apply this six-step formula. So I'm going to get, you know, we have a little bit of a role reversal here. Normally it's us teaching it in our Clever Bunch. And I am going to test Alvin and see how he applies the six steps. Let's see. Do you want to teach him?
Absolutely. Well, I've used these six steps with everything that we've done so far.
I love it.
Including our social media, our emails, newsletter, posters, and flyers. We follow this step. So I'm pretty confident with it. I'll share it with you guys now. You can check if I've got it correct.
Okay, I'll be over here in the corner checking if you're doing this correctly.
Awesome.
I have confidence, given the success that you have achieved and you now being the driver of the strategy behind your business, I'm pretty confident that you got this, but let's see.
All right, so step one is capturing the capturing attention. So the ideal client that you want to capture, obviously, or read your article or your marketing. Step two is to engage your prospect, making sure that, you know, they keep reading. And then step three, intensify the problem or the solution, usually by a fact or some sort of stats. And then step four is when we start talking about ourselves or our products, which is the solution. Step five is proof. So any success stories, testimonials, any achievements that you have. And then the last step, step six, is call to action. Having a clear description in terms of what you want your clients to do straight afterwards so that they know how to get in contact with you or what you want them to do in terms of, like, if you want them to enroll or if you want them to buy a product. So you have a clear call to action.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the steps are correct, obviously. Now, let's give them some examples. So let's go through each of these steps one by one, and we'll give some examples, and I'm happy to share some too. So the first step of this copywriting formula is you need to capture, as Alvin says, you need to capture people's attention. And you, of course, before you write any piece, before you write anything at all, you first have to know whose attention you want. So you have to know who is your perfect market. Who is your perfect market in your dance studio?
Dancers, like people that are interested in hip hop dance.
So, and are they generally women, male? What age group are they? Are they already into dancing or are they total newbies? What stage of their dancing skills are they at?
Usually it's beginners, because we target a lot on people that, you know, are interested in wanting and taking the step of dance and wanting to do something different. For me, for example, one of my headlines for capturing attention is hip hop dance can change your life.
Perfect. I love that. So that would be capturing attention. Is hip hop dance can change your life?
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. And for our listeners, with the headline, the capturing attention step number one, it can also be how to, so how to do something, or seven ways to not get ripped off by a lawyer, or whatever your industry wants to hear. So I love your one. That's really good. Then the second step is we now need to engage the prospects. Now in this step here, what we really want to do is we want to address a few of your audiences, the people that you want to attract, desires and frustrations.
Yes.
Preferably. So do you have some examples here?
For engaging the prospect, what I did was offer a free trial class. So straight after I captured attention, I'll let people know there's a special offer. Try your first class for free to get them into the studio or get them calling.
Yeah, awesome. So that could be, so if it's a really short ad, so this could be, for example, for Alvin, could be a Facebook ad. If you're writing a little bit of a bigger campaign, which could be, for example, an advertorial or even a landing page on your website, then what you would do is, rather than going straight into the offer, because you want to explain a little bit more and engage people a bit more, you could potentially say, are you bored of doing exercise that isn't fun, for example, in Alvin's case?
Yes.
So you would hit some of their desires and frustrations. So are you bored of doing exercise that is boring, that isn't fun? Do you want to get in shape but don't like gyms?
Yes.
So we would hit a few of their desires and frustrations, just a few, one or two. And then step number three, now we can intensify the problem or solution. And as Alvin said earlier here, you can add some stats if you have some, or facts. So you could, for Alvin, you could have a fact where you say 90% of people will perform better exercise when there is hip hop music.
Definitely.
We can't obviously make it up, but I'm sure you have some stats around that. Or in a survey was revealed that doing hip hop dancing is a way is faster to get into shape and have fun at the same time than any other exercise in the world. Or it was proven that learning to dance is one of the best ways to also become smarter, because there actually would be stats out there that when you you know, because of the whole coordination and feet and brain, all have to, hands have to work together. I'm sure learning to dance can make you also smarter.
Absolutely.
But this, I'm sure you can find some stats.
Definitely.
So in that step three, you really want to intensify their problem or their frustration. It could even be, you know, if you could intensify a little bit harder by, one is to add a fact, also some stats, as I mentioned, or even a quote by someone that is, you know, that people know. You know, Albert Einstein was known to do some hip hop dancing in his spare time. And this is his quote. So, of course, he didn't say that, but it could be, you know, someone that did say something on your topic. Is there anything else that you, any other ideas that you have in this step that you wanted to add, Alvin?
You pretty much use the exact same words, wording that I used
really?
In marketing, like, which is, you know, hip hop dance, obviously, it's a lot more funner to lose weight and to have fun and to get fit rather than just going to a gym. Also a really good way to meet new friends. And lifelong friendship is made in dance classes.
I love it. Yeah, exactly. Those are really great too. Exactly. And so as the listener, where do you find these ideas? Where do you get these ideas from? The frustrations, desires, where do they come from? Mostly you can just really listen in to what your customers talk about and use their phrases back. So it's a really good way to pay attention to how your customers talk and talk about your products and then use their language back. Often we use our own language. What we want to do, the best marketing campaigns are always the ones that are using the language that our customers are using. And then step number four, Alvin mentioned this, now we can introduce the solution. And what I love about this six-step formula is that it really makes sure that we engage our prospects first before we pitch something. But when you look at any marketing campaigns, often it goes straight into the person. So basically most websites, most campaigns talk about how good someone is, how many years they've had experience, and it's boring. So what do we need to do first? And that's what step one, two, and three are doing. We need to first engage our customers, our prospects. And then we offer the solution. So in Alvin's case, if it's not a short Facebook ad, step number four is where he would now say, come and trial a hip-hop class for free. That's the solution, really, the offer.
Yes.
And it could be anything else. It could be either, you know, unless it's a short Facebook ad, if it's a longer campaign, it can even be a longer Facebook ad. Then in step four, you introduce either a free trial, or it can even be buy a 10-class pass with your partner and you get to come to one of our VIP events. Can be any whatever the solution is. And this is really where you introduce your business. You say, here at our business, we are known for blah, blah, blah. And that's the solution. And that's really quite short.
Yeah.
And then number five is now, as Alvin says, the proof. And under the proof, you can either use testimonials. Do you use testimonials, or what do you normally use under the proof?
I usually use testimonials because we have a lot of reviews on our Facebook page. So we just grab those and people that have rated us 5 stars. Depending on what type of material I'm using, if I'm doing a flyer, I usually use our testimonials on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's for the website and stuff. We list our success stories and our achievements. So what we have won, how many competitions we have won, and then kind of and then showcase like a picture of our trophies, and how consistent we are as well.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. So it can be testimonials. Some industries are not allowed to use testimonials. We have a whole other podcast on that topic, podcast episode number 17 of this season. And you also mentioned any trophies that you win. So any wins, any awards, any accreditation, any famous people that you've worked with, all that is the social proof.
Yes.
And then last but not least, you mentioned number six is the call to action.
Yes.
And every single piece of marketing needs a call to action. And your call to action can be whatever you choose it to be. It can be call this number right now to book in for your first class, or email this number here, or download a guide for I don't know, the best hip hop music or hip hop disco clubs, hip hop clubs. Are there any hip hop clubs in Canberra?
Yeah, there are a few.
Are there some in Sydney? There must be some in Sydney that I don't know about.
Yeah.
Next time you come to Sydney, you have to take my whole team to go hip hop dancing somewhere.
Definitely.
They would love that, actually. Our guys, our little dancer here, she would definitely love it. We would all love it. We would all come.
Yes, that'd be really fun.
That'd be super fun. So call to action can be anything you choose to whatever you want your customer, your prospect to do. Make sure it's very specific and not more than one call to action. Some people say, call this number to book in a session and email here to tell us how good we are and download a thing here. If you have more than one call to action, people get confused and they won't do a thing.
Yeah.
That's it. That's pretty much the 6-step copywriting formula. It is very effective. And as you say, you before we hopped on the podcast here, you told me you have this next to you, and because I said, can you teach it? And you bravely said yes.
Yes.
And then you said you have it next to you, really, for anything that you do. And so
do I. Absolutely. It's a key thing for any marketing tool. It's just amazing how, like, you know, with these 6 steps, it's very simple to be able to follow when you're writing, as well as when you check your the work with your team in terms of what they write before they publish it. It's really good to have handy, because I have it in my phone. I have it, like, printed out on a piece of paper in my office, just so that whenever there is work for me to check, I just use the step-by-step guide. I was like, okay, have they captured their attention? Have they engaged prospect? Have they intensified the problem? Where's the solution? Where's the proof? Where's the call to action? And it's just tick, tick, tick. Yep, okay, good to go. Yeah, so it's good to have around.
Yeah, and it, as I mentioned earlier, it ensures that we don't start by talking about ourselves, but we talk about the needs of our prospects, which is way more engaging for anyone that is reading our pieces than if we talk about ourselves first.
Yes.
Now, to finish up, what is something that you're most proud of as a business owner? What are you most proud of?
I think definitely taking action in starting the business in the first place, and then striving and pushing to improve myself so you can improve the business. Because a lot of times that, you know, small business owners, the business won't grow unless you grow. And I think having being able to invest in your own knowledge is also an investment in the company as well. So I'm extremely proud of myself and taking action to do it, especially, like, you know, taking the basic banana course as well.
I love that. I love that what you said, and that's really good advice also to finish up on, is as you grow and as you invest in yourself, your business will grow. And you've seen that a lot, I believe.
Absolutely.
I love that. That's amazing. Amazing advice to finish on. Where can people find you, and where can people, you know, stalk you a little bit online and see how you're applying this copywriting formula and support you and, you know, watch some of your videos? Where should we send people?
You can check out our website on projectbeats.com.au, or if you want to follow me personally, just follow me on Chippy Lowe on any Facebook or Instagram.
Awesome. We'll post all those links in the show notes so can people can check them out. And good luck in the competition. Are you competing too, or are you coaching?
No, I'm just going to be the coach.
Okay, well, that's going to be awesome. Make sure you send us some updates on that too, so we can celebrate again, and maybe we can maybe actually even include some of your dancing in the show notes so people can check it out.
Absolutely.
That would be amazing. Thanks so much. Thanks for taking the time to share this with our listeners.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.